Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's time for our opening Commodity Market Report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the opening prices as they happened about 19 minutes ago on the Board of Trade in Chicago and beginning with Kansas City Board of Trade. July wheat opened at $4.37 a bushel, down 4.5 cents, or up 4.5 cents, rather. I'll check that. That's not even correct. It's 5.5 cents up. The July wheat opened up 5.5 cents at $4.37 a bushel. Now, some correct numbers from the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat opened at $3.57.5, up 4.25. July wheat, 368, up 3. September, 380.5 a bushel, up 3 cents. December wheat, 398.5, up 3.5. And the March 07 wheat contract opened at 413.5, up 2 cents. The downside happened on the corn and bean pits today. Corn for May opened at 237 a bushel, down a penny. July, 246.75, down 1.25. September corn opened at 257.25, down 1.5. December at 269.5, down 2. March corn for next year opened at 278.75, down 1.75. May oats opened at 189.75, down 0.75. July at 194.5, up 0.75. In the soybeans, May opened up quarter at 593.5. July beans, 606, down 0.75. August at 611.5, down 0.75. September opened unchanged at 616.25. November beans, 625, down 1. January, 633, down 0.5. And March of 07 beans opened at 637 a bushel, down 0.75. May soybean meal opened at 178.50, up 40. The July contract opened up 30 at 179.30. Soybean oil for May opened at 25.45, down 2 cents, and July opened unchanged at 25.88. Now on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, May feeder cattle opened at 101.90, down 27.5. August, 103.90, down 40, and September feeders opened at 103.60, down 22.5. June live cattle, 74.85, down 17.5. August, down 15 on the open at 76.80. Lean hogs for May, 67.50, 100 weight down 72.5. The June at 66.65, down 27.5. July lean hogs, 67.75, down 35. August open at 66.47.5, down 20. May pork bellies, 86.40 on the open, down 15. July opened down 70 at 85 even. Looking at the outside markets right now, the crude oil contract is up another 60 cents a barrel right now, 74.30 on the New York Exchange for June. The CRB index is up 110 at 356.32. The dollar index is down 33, 85.79 now. The Wall Street numbers right now, the Dow Industrials are at 11,383. They're up about 40 points. The S&P 500 index is at 1309, up 4. The NASDAQ is down just the tiniest of a bit at 2305. Silver for May is at 1405 an ounce, up almost 20 cents. The June silver contract is not trading right now, and June gold in New York trading now at 665.50 an ounce, up 530.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Current tick on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is up between 3 and 5 cents a bushel, 5.5 in fact, on the nearby contract. Soybeans are down a fraction, the corn is down between a penny and a half and 2 cents a bushel. Joining us now for a look at our Tuesday market activity is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning, Tom.
We have a little bit of profit-taking and some weather concerns, I guess, playing on our markets today, at least in corn and beans.
Yeah, you know, we've got, you know, of course, just a little bit of profit-taking happening in the corn pit. We've got a little bit of, you know, evening up in the beans or taking some profits after the run-ups we've had that have been unjustified as far as fundamental reasons are gone. And in the wheat, we saw, you know, not quite as much rain. And, of course, the yields or the ratings continuing to drop down, and we you know, we're anxiously awaiting some of the results of the wheat crop tour. You know, we had some very, very good planting progress yesterday, 52% in the corn, moving right along there, and 10% in the beans. So some good numbers as far as the planting goes. But, you know, we're on hold definitely over in our area here for at least another couple, 3 days.
Yeah,
so
and the long-term forecast seems to be, you know, sort of the same as far as not really supporting the corn and bean prices. Is that right?
And well, I mean, you know, basically, depending on which forecast you look at, some say that they thought this morning's run was a little bit wet to what they thought it should be. But if you looked at just this morning's run, why, we're out of the field again for a little longer time period. That, of course, meaning not planting more acres to corn, taking away from the extreme addition to the bean acres we saw in the early estimates. So, you know, it should put a little pressure on the bean market as far as the planting progress being slowed down over the next week, Tom.
On the wheat market, condition reports not coming in very well, and that's moving prices upward?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not seeing much wheat movement, and also the rating's down, and basically we didn't get as much rain as we were looking for over the weekend in some of the areas that needed it. So basically that is still a weather market.
What is the technical picture looking like? Yesterday, the corn closed below support for July. It's 20-day moving average of 248.25. Where does the market go from here technically?
Well, technically, you know, we basically made another. We couldn't go through 75 this time again, for the second or third time on the Dease corn. Also, you mentioned the July corn did not close below its trend line, so we were a little bit weak as far as the corn goes, as far as technical picture. The beans have been tremendously strong, you know, like I say, but we need to feed this bull every day, and today it looks like they're taking a break.
Where does the farmer go from here?
Well, from here, you know, it's one of those questions of depending on where he's at in his marketing already. If he's not, has nothing sold, then I think, you know, we go ahead. But, I mean, he's had such opportunities here. I'm going to say most farmers are percent sold that they want to be at these levels. You know, we've still got a long weather market or possibility of weather scares and markets to go. So we're probably sitting tight, not being extremely aggressive right here.
And on the Merck, cattle and hog futures are trending lower today.
A little bit easier over there. As far as the cash goes, cattle are bid at 75, offered at 82. Looks like a standoff till at least Thursday there on the Packers and that going along. Steady price in the cash hogs over there. We are seeing some fairly good featuring of beef and pork this week at the retail chains, so we'd like to try to move things along fairly well there. Just one note, I guess, that was an announcement on the newswire this morning that another ethanol facility will be going in Arkansas, a joint venture between Bunge and another group down there, going to be used by 126 million bushels of corn a year. So another place that's going to be using some corn down in Arkansas.
A lot of ethanol plants going up here and there. And the outside market, so we talked yesterday about the gold and silver prices having an impact.
Wow. You know, are they ever going to stop? Or are they just going to keep on running here? We've got some, you know, terrible or the unrest in Iran, where they keep talking about enriching uranium, telling us to keep our nose out, or Israel will pay. Just something that is very worrisome out on the front there, and that's what's keeping the crude oil high.
All right. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Tom.
That is Pete Manner, or Wayne Nelson, rather, of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Quickly reviewing some of the contracts on the Board of Trade now. May wheat is trading at 357, up 3.75 cents. The July at 367.75, up 2.75 cents. Take a look at a contract on the Kansas City Board of Trade. July wheat is currently at 446 a bushel, up 8 cents. In the corn, May is at 235 and three quarters, down 2.5. July, 246, down 2. September corn, 256 and three quarters, down 2. December corn, 269, down 2.5. May beans right now are moving a little bit lower, 592 a bushel, down a penny and a quarter. July at 605, down 1.75 cents. August, 611, down 1.25. November, down 1.5 at 624 and a half. In the products, May soybean meal, 177.80, down 30. Bean oil for May, 25.30, down 17. And on the Merck, May feeder cattle are at 101.87 and a half, down 30. Live cattle for June at 74.90, down 12 and a half. Lean hogs for May, 66.80, now down 142 and a half. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers, sitting in for Dave Dickey. And our next market report comes your way at 10:58, a quick update of the markets over the next three hours before our 1:30 close, and the beginning of the closing market report with Todd Gleason at 2:06 Central Time this afternoon. AM 580's Mike Sola says today we'll see gradual sunshine moving across, gradually increasing sunshine across Indiana as we get rid of some of the scattered showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny elsewhere, the highs ranging from 63 in far northern Indiana to 80 in near southwest Illinois. For tonight, becoming mostly cloudy in western Illinois with scattered showers arriving elsewhere, stuff's just partly cloudy, and lows ranging from 50 in northeast Indiana to 59 in southwest Illinois. For tomorrow, cloudy in western Illinois with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, we start out partly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms are possible, mainly tomorrow afternoon, and highs ranging from 70 degrees in northwest Illinois to around 80 degrees in some central and southern locations. In fact, Mike Sola says Champaign-Urbana's high tomorrow could be around 82 degrees. It's 63 right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 10 o'clock Central Time, and David Inge is the host of Focus 580.